us. And it was him the first time I carried the ideas out. And maybe it's what is happening is that I'm trying to sneak out the side door with this box. Because there's too much complexity. And rather than try to delineate it all or explain it all, I'm getting out while the gardening, while the getting is good. And my excuse is that in 2 weeks from now, it'll be a good time to really get in the garden. So what happened is that we're going to meet next week again. We're going to meet next week and the week following on Thursdays, and it'll be done on the 29th of April. We'll finish. Actually, I'm not sneaking out the side door with this one. I'm sneaking out the basement door. And on the mandala, the basement door is the cusp of Cancer and the house. And finally, this is the Cancer door. After everything else was all done, the Cancers were feeling good. Get to them. The classic speaking as far back in history as I've been able to trace it and had time to delve into it, Cancers call northern gates. Northern and southern gates are a concept that go back all the way to early India. And they've been a part of the traditions of the Christians for many, many traditionally speaking, they're associated with rivers. There is the river, some call the River Nile, others call the River Eridanus, and others call the River Ganga. And in this river, if you go downstream, you become human. If you go upstream, you become divine. As a history student, we are all familiar with the fact that this is the stream or the two streams of evolution and evolution. Where these streams have their terminus is at the bottom.